Good morning. Welcome into our second half of the program here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, is our guest joining us via Zoom today. How are you doing, Mr. Wiggins?
Well, good morning, Brandon. I'm doing pretty good. It's a pretty day today, and anytime you get those in Kansas, it brightens up your spirits.
Absolutely. And I always say this is my favorite time of year, May to June. It's not too hot yet, and hopefully we won't see too much heat here in the month of June. I'm not ready for it yet. I like it just the way it is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, did you have yourself a good Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I did. I enjoy celebrating what they, some people consider a long weekend. I basically consider it an opportunity to go and recognize the greatest of what this nation has to offer, its most precious resource, and the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice. I'm still surprised today to learn that there are people out there that don't know the difference between Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day, and Memorial Day. For me, it kind of becomes my mission in some cases to kind of talk to people and kind of explain in some regards what Memorial Day is and why we should celebrate Memorial Day, why we should go out and have picnics and enjoy our days and not necessarily be consumed by the fact that there are people who didn't return. But at the same time, arm them with an understanding that we need to recognize those individuals and those families that in some cases are feeling emotions that are different than those that are celebrating on a boat, for example, at Lake Milford.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's interesting. I was on my way back to Manhattan on Monday, driving through the rain. I was coming through Topeka, and I had a sports talk show on, and they had a gentleman who was hosting, and he had his father on, who was a military veteran himself, and sharing some of his stories. And I find it so fascinating because especially the folks who fought in Vietnam, the Vietnam War, so many of them were so young, 17, 18 years old, going into the military, not knowing where they were going. And, some of them came back, some of them didn't. And it's hard to imagine being that young and going hundreds of miles away on the other side of the world and fighting for something you don't quite understand,
Yeah, I agree with you. I will tell you, soldiers have seen things at a very young age in some regards that a lot of this nation, like I said, doesn't understand. Their biggest crisis is, they got to get a haircut next week or they lost a soccer game. And to me, when you put it in perspective, the individuals that left, went several thousand miles away from home, saw some of their best buddies, like you said, did not return, or they returned with a flag draped coffin, or their life severely changed by some type of horrific injury. That's something that is significant. And I will tell you, a lot of our veterans out there walk around, especially on days like Memorial Day, where they tend to reflect with a guilt complex, sometimes asking themselves why me and why them and not me, and those sort of things psychologically are tough on soldiers. And so, just like Christmas, when people get around Christmas Day, they say that people get depressed. Some people are very, don't understand that feeling. I truly understand. And I tend to reflect as well sometimes on Memorial Day of those soldiers that served with and for me in some cases that never came home.
Yeah, it's so important to remember. And I think communicating that to the younger generations, because the more we get disconnected from some of those wars, like, World War II is almost 80 years ago. Vietnam, we're getting on 50, almost 60 years ago from when it started. And some of the younger generations just don't maybe have a grasp of what that's like living in wartime America.
Yeah, I saw a great meme. And I mean, a number of people probably saw it. It basically said your day at the beach, made possible by their day at the beach. And it showed people at a party on a beach with beer. And then the second scene was soldiers coming out of a landing craft on Normandy, on the beaches, Omaha Beach, I think exactly what it was. And that meme said it all. And I'm hoping that that resonated with young people.
Absolutely. Well, you know, obviously Memorial Day is a good day to reflect for a lot of folks. But as we look forward to the month of June, a lot going on out at Fort Riley specifically. There's Victory Week is next week, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that and then just some of the other transitions that are going on out there.
No, absolutely. You know, Victory Week 7 through 11 June, and it's going to be highlighted this year a little differently. It's going to have a 30th anniversary of Desert Storm, Desert Shield theme. And there's a lot of probably our listeners out there that served during that particular time frame that we tend to sort of overlook, which I think is a shame. I think that was a point in time where our military was about the sharpest at the tip of the spear than we've ever been. And I say that because we were ready for a combined armed maneuvers fight, which means everybody, all the different branches involved in the fight, different than a counterinsurgency. And we went in not knowing what type of threat we were really facing because they were hyped up. And they were one of the largest militaries on the planet. But, you know, within 100 hours, they were decimated and destroyed. And that's the great Americans that are in our community today that served during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, that went over. There was uncertainty associated with it. They fought and won this nation's war, and they did it resoundingly and came back home. And we're going to celebrate them during Victory Week, and I think that's a great event for people to get involved with and go out and take a look at it. I think the actual parade or the review is on the 11th. But you can go online. They have the events and the time and the places there. And I recommend that those that serve during that time frame go out there and be a part of this particular event. Celebrate really your time in service and celebrate those who served with and for you and your family members.
All right. Traditionally, Victory Week, is it always held this time of year in June?
Traditionally, it is. Last year under COVID, it kind of didn't happen the way it normally does. But this year, it seems that things are going to be right in line with how they've been done in the past, and that's good to see. Things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, no kidding. It's good to see things happening once again, and Fort Riley, no different there. And folks can come out, and it's not hard to get on post. It takes some time, but. You know, the public is at, I think that's kind of one of the neat things about Fort Riley and that you can access and get onto the base, and there's things to do for families, even if you're non-military, and you just got to, you know, follow the process there at the Henry Gate.
Yeah, there's nothing sadder for me than to run into somebody who lives in the surrounding communities and learn that they've never been inside the wire at Fort Riley. I think if they're your neighbors and you've been here, you know, that installation is yours. Those soldiers serve you. They serve a grateful nation, and you ought to go out there and see what it's all about and get an appreciation for what they do. And this is a great opportunity to do it this particular week because there's a lot going on. And so I recommend to everybody that's in the, you know, listening audience here to take the time, like you said, Brandon, go out there, sign in on the gate, and then go out, take an opportunity to participate in Victory Week.
By the way, I know you're kind of a hunter fisher type of guy. I think there's free fishing this weekend in the state of Kansas. There's some great fishing opportunities there, even on Fort Riley, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. You know, for the soldiers out there and some of the families that are listening, you know, there's a lake called Moon Lake out at Fort Riley, Kansas. It's kind of hidden up on the top of a limestone hill, and they stock it with trout, and it is the best fishing for young children. Because you put a piece of corn on a hook or whatever else you want to use for bait, and those fish are hungry. This is a great opportunity to get outside, get with your children and folks, and really enjoy the water here in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know if Dave's got any plans to go fishing anytime soon, but you know, it's on my radar here in the near future as I'm getting the.
I'm just waiting for the general to call and say, hey, Dave, when are we going?
It's done, Dave. I'm going to do that.
All right.
You just opened it up, so be careful what you ask for.
Oh, I'm not too worried about that. It's just it's the time consideration that's the challenge.
I hear you. That's what we all have a problem
with.
No
kidding.
But, we'll find a time, and we'll do it, and I'll bring along former Danger 7, Jim Champagne.
Oh,
I know how much you really enjoy Jim.
Oh, that takes things to a whole new level.
I
suppose
that's
a good thing, right?
That is a great thing.
That would be a fun time.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take our first break of the program here, our only break here during the program, and we'll come back more with General Wiggins after this on News Radio KMAN.